There are days when the science news is the most genuinely exciting material in the briefing, and today might be one of them. Scientists have published the first complete map of every neuron in a male fruit fly's brain, 166,000 neurons charted in what's called a connectome. This is not a minor achievement. Mapping a connectome means mapping not just the presence of neurons, but the connections between them, every synapse, every circuit. The fruit fly brain has long been the model organism for neuroscience, precisely because it's complex enough to be meaningful but small enough to be tractable. This complete male connectome now allows direct comparison with the previously mapped female brain, making it the first time in any complex animal that we can compare male and female brain architecture at cellular resolution.
To put the scale in context, the human brain has roughly 86 billion neurons. The fruit fly's 166,000 is a tiny fraction of that, but the organizational principles, how neural circuits compute, how they generate behavior, are conserved across species in surprising ways. What researchers learn from the fruit fly connectome informs models of human neural computation. It's also the methodological proof of concept that the field needs before attempting larger connectomes. Mouse brain mapping is already underway, and the fruit fly completion changes what's tractable in the next decade.
The Einstein gravity result is philosophically significant in a way that's easy to understate. Einstein's equivalence principle, the idea that gravitational acceleration and inertial acceleration are locally indistinguishable, is a cornerstone of general relativity. It's been confirmed at classical scales repeatedly, but confirming it at the quantum scale, where quantum mechanics governs, is a different challenge entirely. The reason it matters is that we don't have a unified theory that reconciles general relativity and quantum mechanics. These are the two great pillars of modern physics that describe the universe at very different scales and remain stubbornly incompatible mathematically. Each time we confirm that general relativity's predictions hold at the quantum scale, we narrow the space of possible unifying theories. Two independent experiments reaching the same conclusion makes the result much more robust.
The JWST black hole story is in the same category of fundamental science that reshapes our understanding of cosmic history. The James Webb Telescope has been detecting massive black holes, billions of solar masses, in the very early universe, earlier than existing formation models predicted they could exist. The new theoretical work proposes that these black holes formed before the first stars, possibly from direct collapse of primordial gas clouds, and that early black hole mergers may have accelerated their growth. It's converging research from multiple teams pointing toward the same direction, which in science is usually a sign that you're getting closer to something real.
Ray Kurzweil joining Subsense is the neurotechnology story that connects directly to the brain mapping work. Subsense is developing a non-surgical brain-computer interface that delivers nanoparticles through the nasal cavity. They travel along the olfactory nerve into the brain and can then interface with neural activity. This is being positioned as a non-invasive alternative to Neuralink's surgical approach. Kurzweil is probably the most famous proponent of the singularity hypothesis and the merger of human and machine intelligence, so his joining a company doing this work is a signal of where he thinks the technology is headed.
And there's the commission warning that China is outpacing the US in brain implant technology, which connects directly to the Subsense story. China has been investing heavily in brain-computer interfaces through state-backed programs, and there's legitimate concern that they are developing both the technology and the regulatory permissiveness to advance faster than American companies operating under FDA oversight. This is the same dynamic we see in drone technology in certain biotech areas. Chinese development speed enabled partly by looser regulatory constraints, creating a technology gap that has national security implications.
The Moderna mRNA flu vaccine joining the US options for the 2026 to 2027 season closes the loop on what has been a multi-year regulatory process. After the success of mRNA COVID vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer both pivoted to applying the platform to influenza. The mRNA approach enables faster updates when the flu strain evolves, a critical advantage over traditional egg-based manufacturing, which requires months of lead time. The flu vaccine market is large and competitive, but the mRNA platform's adaptability could genuinely change how we manage influenza over the next decade.